Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Sarah Petty back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of The Joy of Marketing, one of the outstanding marketing experts in our Brain Trust, and she's here to talk to us about a very important business season coming up for an awful lot of small business owners. Sarah Petty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Sarah, as always. Sarah, one of the things that that all businesses go through, whether they're retail or if they're whether they're tiny customers or big customers, whether a tiny small business or big small businesses, is what do we do with those, with our special customers? What do we do with those customers that mean a lot to us during the year? Is during the holidays, should we? Should we do something special for them? Should we reach out to them? You know, how do we pull that off? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And this time of year is when all small businesses are looking at the holiday season, and then we round the corner into a lot quieter time, first quarter. So what we like to do is we like to do something special for our very best clients. And this is a place where small businesses can really excel as opposed to, you know, competing with all these big brands. We know our clients. We know who the best clients are. And so we can take the opportunity to find the very best, kind of the 80-20 rule, that 80% of our business comes from 20% of our clients.
The Pareto principle.
Identify, what's that?
It's the Pareto principle.
Exactly. The Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, which applies to we know so many things. And so we can identify those 20% of most profitable clients, and we do something special for them every year. So we do other things for all of our clients, but we know that if we take care of those very best clients, and we know who they are and we know them by name, that will not only strengthen our relationship and build loyalty, but it kicks us into first quarter with some love and some referrals and some energy.
So you take the 80%. Are you saying that those customers that in the aggregate produce 80% of your business, you know, if it's the top three customers produce 80% of your business, you make sure you take good care of them during the holidays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe it's, like you said, maybe it's three people, maybe it's 30 people, maybe it's 30% of your business or 10% of your business.
Right. Right.
And you know, I also own a photography studio. And so with us, we have some clients that not only invest a lot, we have a couple clients that just refer us like crazy. So what are those people worth? It's like a private little sales staff.
Right.
So
right.
I want to make sure to reach out to them and make them feel so great and so loved. And so they keep bragging on us and keep, you know, referring their friends to us.
What would be an example of what you would do for some of those folks?
Okay, so I have a little bit of an advantage because I own a photography studio. So that's a little emotionally based as it is. But what we've done in the past is we print up an image from our client's session all year. So those very best clients, we work with a local artist to make leaded glass ornaments. So we package them with a pretty bow and tissue, and we package them up pretty, and we just sent them off to those best clients with a note. And the amount of love that came back at us in the December month when we're just beat up and exhausted, that was kind of an unexpected return on our investment.
Right.
Yeah, and we've also printed up custom note cards for people. We've done other mini products that we don't sell. So, okay, so I'm a photography studio, but other businesses can work with their vendors to create custom, you know, like say you order some candy for your clients and you have a cute little tag printed up with a quote on it. And writing a personal note is a really big part of that, too. You know their name. You can mention their children. That's part of building that relationship. And
you know, something that we've done, Sarah, is, and I've told this story before, one holiday, one December, I went into our kitchen at the office, and there were it was fruit and cookies and candies all over the place that people had sent us, and a lot of it was not going to be eaten. A lot of it was going to go to waste, and I realized that we were doing the same thing to some of our customers. And so I asked my people, I said, how much are we spending on this for customers? And the total number, I'm talking about shipping, the gifts, the cards, the whole thing. I said, I want to know everything. What's every penny we're spending on holiday gifts? And they told me, and the number added up to a lot of money. And I said, you know what? We can do something better with this. And you know what we did? We came up with some charities to give to, and we contributed to those charities in the names of those customers you were talking about. And we sent them a note and told them that this year, instead of candy, the money we would have spent on your gift went to help these charities. And I'll tell you, we've gotten more mileage out of that than any candy or fruit we ever sent.
Yeah, which is really great. And really, the way all of us are worried about, or we think about what we're eating and things like that, when it's the holiday season and there's 3,000 calories sitting there every day, you know, it's really hard. So people do appreciate that. And especially if you can tell a story about the charity that you selected and why, that's really awesome.
Well, exactly. And, you know, another thing, of course, one thing you have to pay attention to these days, Sarah, if these customers work for big companies, publicly traded companies, there may be an issue that you have to know about how much they can take from you. You have to watch that.
Yep, very good point.
So just to make sure because there's some things that if you gave them something, they would have to actually give you, they would have to give it back to you. So you have to check those things out to make sure you don't violate any company policies. But last thoughts on this, 30 seconds. What are your last thoughts on doing something great for your customers?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is being creative and using your creativity. So it's not about just going to the store and buying a generic fruit basket and having it shipped. It's putting thought into it, taking several elements, putting them together, making a surprise pop out of a box, or, you know, maybe it's a rock with a creative story about the rock, and you know, and then you tie into, instead of a gift, we're giving to charity or something like that.
No, really, one thing about it, Sarah, is no disrespect meant to Harry and David, but if your Harry and David package arrives when the other Harry and David package arrives from somebody else, that doesn't differentiate you very much, does it?
It does not. It does not. That's where creativity is worth more than what you spend.
Well said. That's the story, folks. That's the key. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. Sarah, give us your website very quickly, please.
Thejoyofmarketing.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Sarah and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. More to come. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.